The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good morning, Rolene. How are you?
Good morning, Kath. Well, I'm fabulous after doing a great can-can around my office here.
Around the periodic table. Yeah, yeah. All right. So looking at the news, it's all about the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about Pence. Let's talk about Haley and, of course, Bibi's trip to the White House.
Well, it's happening at AIPAC, and anybody who's anybody really in Jewish politics, American Jewish politics, is at AIPAC in Washington, D.C., and it's all eyes on them. You know, we've heard some quite incredible announcements over the last couple of days. We had Jimmy Morales, the president of Guatemala, telling the AIPAC audience that they too will be moving their embassy to Jerusalem. We had quite a – I don't understand why it was taken as controversial, but a statement from the executive director, Howard Collins, saying, you know, that it's time for two states for two people, because it's kind of been the narrative that everybody's been saying for years, including Prime Minister Netanyahu. And whether it's practical or not is a whole other discussion, but it seemed to create a lot of outcry, especially amongst Americans in social media. But last night, all eyes were on U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, as he vowed that the United States would withdraw from the nuclear deal that was signed between Iran and six world powers in the coming months, unless U.S. lawmakers made a move to drastically fix the agreement. And he also reiterated to the crowd that President Donald Trump is the most pro-Israel president the country's ever seen. I mean, you could just see it now. I'm the most. He is the most pro-Israel president. There never has been a more pro-Israel president. He does. Nobody does pro-Israel president like Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's true. And how are they anticipating that they need to fix the nuclear deal? Like, what do they want taken out? What do they want put in? What does fixing the nuclear deal actually mean?
I think that, you know, he reiterated again that they don't want Iran to become a nuclear power. The Iranian nuclear deal was also up for discussion when Prime Minister Netanyahu met with President Trump at the White House yesterday as well. But they don't go into too many specifics, but it would probably entail tougher sanctions and more stringent inspections. You know, the exact minutiae of the deal has not been discussed with us. We do know what the issues are, and we'll see in the coming months whether or not either the nuke deal is completely repealed or whether or not it is renegotiated.
Very interesting. I mean, you know, those snapback sanctions that we heard so much about. You know, one would think that if you wanted to implement sanctions, they could just bring in the snapback sanctions. Remember those, Rolene?
I actually don't remember those.
That's what Barack Obama said. You know, don't worry about the nuclear deal, because if Iran doesn't comply, there are snapback sanctions. Yeah, right. Okay, moving on.
He also spoke about red lines, and we are now sitting with the situation in Syria that is a genocide on our doorstep, and a very, very quiet world.
Yeah. Let's talk about Nikki Haley. What does she have to say about or at AIPAC?
Well, first of all, let's always be talking about Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, unless you have been living under a rock, is the American ambassador to the United Nations. And I think that she's the one unifying factor in the United States. And, you know, no matter where you are, it is agreed that Nikki Haley does a phenomenal job, not just for Israel, but for calling out the behavior of other totalitarian regimes around the world. She certainly takes no prisoners. But when it comes to Israel, Nikki Haley most certainly has our back. And she said that the Trump administration's absolute insistence on fair treatment for Israel at the United Nations is actually a demand for peace. She says that the extreme bias has undermined peace by almost creating the illusion that Israel will simply go away. And she says Israel is not going away. She says when the world recognizes that, then peace peace becomes possible, because then all sides will be dealing with realities and not fantasies, and we can get back to a reasonable negotiation. You know, wise words coming from Nikki Haley, and she said that she really, really hopes to be in Israel when the embassy moves from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which will take place on Yom HaAtzmaut.
Yeah, and I see that Guatemala is also doing the same. Also in May.
Yes, they haven't given an exact date. They said maybe a few days after the American embassy. I think, you know, diplomatically speaking, one is going to want to give the United States their moment in the sun, because it was the Trump declaration on the 6th of December that precipitated all of this, and they will move their embassy soon after. They have had pushback, as one can expect, but maybe should we start taking bets who we will hear from next to move their embassy?
Well, let's see. Let's see. Rolene, Trump and Bibi meeting at the White House. Give us an update on that.
Well, Bibi is in Washington for APEC and managed to meet with President Trump at the White House. I mean, there's fabulous pictures of both Melania and Sarah Netanyahu, and they're both wearing blue. And it was a very, very, very warm meeting. What we do know that came out of the discussion, besides the two first ladies discussing how they can make the world a better place for children, is that President Trump also said that he may come to Israel for the moving of the embassy. And he said, as only President Trump with his real estate background can say, we plan to build it very, very quickly. Also, what we know is that Prime Minister Netanyahu thanked him very, very much for his Jerusalem declaration and said that Jews have a very, very long memory. We remember it from the time of Persia being allowed to come back from our exile. You know, we remember the first U.S. president who recognized the fledgling or the newly stated state of Israel, and now we remember President Trump. He said that Israel is very, very, very serious about peace, and Trump said that the U.S. was serious about peace, but did not give any kind of time indication when he will be releasing his American or the Trump peace plan. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu has admitted that he too has not seen or knows what will be discussed or brought up in this peace plan. And then they discussed Iran and the dangers posed by Iran, and that Iran should not be allowed to have a nuclear bomb, and also that tougher sanctions will need to be imposed on Iran, given that they managed to fire or launch a drone into Israel last month. So I think a very productive meeting and good relations between the two countries.
Rolene, in 30 seconds or less, how important do you think the personal relationship between Benjamin Netanyahu and Trump is to Trump's approach to Israel? Because when I was there, there is a lot of very interesting investigation going on into Bibi and Sarah Netanyahu.
There is a lot of very, very interesting investigation. And I mean, we're starting to call Bibi the Teflon Prime Minister because nothing seems to be sticking to him. But I think the personal relationship has a lot to do with this. I think also the whole administration, the entire American or Trump administration is very, very warm to Israel. You know, we had a situation with Barack Obama, called Barack Obama names. I'm of the opinion that it was more his advisors, and in particular John Kerry, that was a very, very heavily influential over him. I think with Trump takes advice, but ultimately at the end of the day, he makes his own decisions. And he's made it very, very clear he's a fan of both Netanyahu from a personal perspective and the state of Israel.
And that's where we leave it today, Rolene. Have a wonderful day. We look forward to catching up with you round about 5:35 this afternoon with Howard Feldman. Did I get it wrong again?
Don't get it wrong. We'll be back 5:35 with Howard.
All right. Thanks so much. God bless. That's Rolene Marks. She's standing in for Anthony Reich.